Warning: the following podcast contains adult language and childish comedy. Listener discretion is advised. And now, please adjust your headphone volume to an unreasonable level and enjoy the most dynamic and electrifyingly entertaining podcast ever to conquer cyberspace.
Friends, and welcome to the most powerful podcast ever created, the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast, starring Dags and Rez. Get ready for another powerful episode. And now, across this powerful oaken desk is award-winning broadcaster, podcaster, artist, whatever you want to call him.
Employee of the month.
Yes, I was just going to get to that. Assistant manager, Mike or DJ Rez.
Hello, Dags. Hello, amazing friends. That's right. I'm all of those things and more.
How did you win Employee of the Month?
That's a good question.
I mean, out of all these people that I...
That you employ?
Yes, that I employ, that I give them life, I give them love, I give them money.
Yeah.
You just happen to win Employee of the Month.
Weird, isn't it?
It is.
I love it. Yeah. I'm grateful for every award I get.
Yes.
And I indeed deserve every award I get.
Yes. So, awesome.
Yes.
Congratulations on Employee of the Month.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. Now, Mike or DJ Rez, powerful show. We got a lot of topics here on my Amish iPad here.
Did you build that in a day?
I did.
Nice.
Yes. The crew came over, the boys.
Ezekiel.
Yes. We raised the roof.
Nice.
Yes. Jebediah, Ezekiel, all those cool names. If you were Amish, not that you're not, but what would your Amish name be?
Malachi.
I love it. Malachi.
Yeah. It's got to be Malachi. It's a powerful Amish name.
Yes.
It reminds everybody of Children of the Corn.
It does.
What would your Amish name be?
Jebediah.
Ooh. Yes. How about Dagsadiah?
Dagsadiah.
I like that one.
Yes. Powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You look over there. Yes. Guys, you can see it. Joust.
I love it.
Yes. Had a little joust going on for Mike or DJ Rez. It is his favorite classic arcade game.
It is. Like, look at it. Look, I mean, the wings are flapping. You got to land on their heads.
Yes.
Eggs are hatched.
Mounts.
Mount, yeah.
There's a lot of mounts.
You got to watch out. Get them mounts going.
Yes. Welcome back, friends, fans, whatever you want to call yourselves. If you're new to this podcast, what it is me and Mike or DJ Rez hanging out, talking pop culture. Now, Mike or DJ Rez, on one of the last episodes, I talked about comic books.
Yes.
Grading companies where they take your comic book, they look at it, give it a score, and slab it in kryptonite.
That's right.
But there's been a big controversy with the number one grading company. There are other ones, but this one's considered the best, CGC. Big time scandals, big time scams. We talked about that last time where they're reholdering, where they take the slab, they take it out. People were slipping in other copies. And now, even more controversy. Before this new thing started, they dropped the price.
Like the price of their services?
Correct.
By how much?
A lot. Okay. Just to get people in.
Okay.
To distract. That's what I say.
Don't pay attention to the man behind the curtain.
Yes, exactly. And now a husband and wife team allegedly have been stealing comic books, selling them. Big ones like Hulk number one, stealing them. And, you know, these were people gave their prized, you know, collectibles to this company to grade, and employees were stealing them. And they were also taking, printing out labels. Can you believe that? So let's say the book was 8 out of 10, and they'd say it was a 9.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yes.
How were they stealing? I mean, were they just saying, we never got it?
Apparently, allegedly, all those key legal terms.
Right.
Yeah. They would walk out the door with these people's comic books and then say, we lost it.
Oh. Were the husband and wife team involved?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
That's not good at all.
No.
It gives comic book collecting, but more importantly, the grading part of it a bad name, because now you're not going to trust any company.
And it goes beyond, I mean, it goes beyond comic books. It's anything collectible, like baseball cards are huge, sports memorabilia. And we're talking thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of dollars. It's big money.
Right.
So it's kind of crazy because you don't know what to think. You know, like a lot of people, there's two schools of thought on this, that comic books should be kept raw, not graded, and graded. So, I mean, we'll see what happens.
Isn't grading part of the process to like say, like that's kind of an authentication? That's like the authentication sticker on sports memorabilia, because you know it's authentic and it has been graded, and the value is what the value is based on like the holographic sticker you get on that stuff. That's how you know it's official. I mean, isn't that kind of how comic book grading is? Like if you have that grade, then you know that
you would hope
comic
yeah.
book that's in th- in that's, that kryptonite yeah, is, that's the big, is yeah, official.
That's the big problem.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah. So speaking of comic books, you were not a big comic book guy.
I am not.
But I went into the vault and I grabbed some comics, and I have an assignment for you, a homework assignment.
Oh, man.
Out of that stack of ungraded, raw, if you will, pick one, you're going to read it, and then report back next episode.
Okay. So for the friends, what we have here is The Incredible Hulk.
They're well read, by the way. So right there, what that is, those are two reprints of older issues.
This one is?
Yep. So okay. If you look up there, it's called Marvel Superheroes.
Yep, Marvel Superheroes featuring the Incredible Hulk.
Correct. So I threw in a couple of those.
Okay.
What else you got there?
The Astonishing Tales featuring Deathlok.
Yes.
The Demolisher. Hercules, Black Widow, Angel, Ghost Rider, and Iceman. The Champions.
We are the Champions.
And then the other Marvel Superheroes featuring the Incredible Hulk. That one looks, that guy's got some great hair, some great green. They both have great green hair on this.
Great green hair.
On this cover.
Yes. So out of that little mini stack there, which one are you going to pick to read?
You know, I don't know anything about Deathlok the Demolisher, so let's pick this one.
Deathlok the Demolisher.
The Man Who Controlled the World.
What issue number is it?
34.
Excellent.
Yes, Astonishing Tales.
Astonishing.
Yes. This is all right. I'm going to look. I look forward to reading that. Like I said, I do not know anything about Deathlok.
That's cool. I'm excited that you're excited.
What supervillain?
I'm not going to tell you. Just need to enjoy it.
Okay. All right.
Need to enjoy it.
I'll get it. I'm not even going to flip through it right now. I'm just
That's,
I got to make sure I take that home.
Now, speaking of flipping through the news, flipping through the. Do people still read newspapers anymore?
I can tell you based on the paper mill world, no. It's a lot of paper mills that make newsprint or converting to other paper.
How much longer do you think newspapers will be around?
It's a good question. I give it 10 more years and then everything will be digital.
Cool.
Yes.
So, by the way, looking through newspapers, periodicals, periodically. Vince McMahon. What's going on with Vince McMahon?
Oh, my God. What a sick puppy. I mean, allegedly.
Yes, allegedly.
A sick puppy. He's been slapped with a lawsuit from a woman that used to work with him starting in, I think it was 2019.
And you're just not talking shit, are you?
No. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's alleging some very serious allegations against him. We're talking about sex trafficking. Defecating, sharing her with other people, sharing very scandalous photos and videos of her, getting a WWE superstar to sign back with the company based on a promise that he gets to sleep with her. I mean,
now what did she do with the organization?
It's a good. I read it. I knew, and I can't think of it off the top of my head.
That's
fine. I think she was like she worked in the corporate office.
Okay.
And I think she was, oh God, I don't even want to guess.
No, that's fine.
Yeah. I just know that she, there was a lot of, for some reason, Vince McMahon had a thing for her and he was way into some really weird shit. I mean, no pun intended, but
yes,
the stuff that came out in the filing, the 67 page filing, which you can find. I mean, there's talk about, so John Laurinaitis was the other man named in the in the lawsuit. And he used to be part of creative and things in the WWE. And he's actually the stepfather of the Bella Twins, for those that know the Bella Twins, who go by the Garcia Twins now. That's their real last name. But yeah, I mean, they were having threesomes. He was sending her awful texts, forcing her to have sex. Multiple guys, multiple people, sharing videos, sharing pictures of her. Like I said, he promised the alleged WWE superstars, Brock Lesnar, Minnesota's own Brock Lesnar.
Whoa.
Yes, so, and that actually changed, because this came out last week, just days before the Royal Rumble, and that changed a lot of things for the Royal Rumble, because Brock Lesnar was supposed to come back, and they actually ended up cutting him from the program and bringing up one of the stars from NXT, which is the WWE minor league system, if you will, for those that like baseball. And he basically just filled in the Brock Lesnar part. So he got a chance, which was cool for him. That's Scott Steiner's son or nephew. I can't remember. He's one of the Steiner family. So the guy they ended up calling up.
Lil Pump, is that his name?
Braun Breaker is his
ring name.
That's
a cool alliteration, Braun Breaker.
Braun Breaker, yes. So, yeah, so he got an opportunity. Slim Jim has been a sponsor for WWE on a lot of their, they call them premium live events now. They don't call them pay-per-views anymore. And they pulled out the day before, or 2 days before, and then Vince McMahon resigned his position everywhere in the company, because WWE is owned by the same company that owns UFC, TKO. It's the name of that company. So he resigned all of his positions everywhere. And then Slim Jim came back because.
Do you remember the one Slim Jim when they had the guy that would say, "Eat me"?
You know what they do? They brought back the old Macho Man.
Did they?
The snap into a Slim Jim. They show him in the commercials now. So they add him with the new superstars.
Because they used to have one that you probably can't find it anymore. They scrubbed it, but he used to say, "Eat me."
I do like that. So
allegedly, apparently, Vince McMahon was in a three-way with Brock?
He was in a three-way with this John Laurinaitis
guy. Oh, the Laurinaitis guy.
Yeah.
And then apparently Vince McMahon pooped on her?
Yeah, I don't know if it was that threesome or a different threesome.
That's a technical term, poop.
Yeah, and didn't let her shower or wash up, but he got to, and then.
So there was another person there.
Yeah, and then the other guy left, and then he made. Or finish him, put it in a nice, succinct way.
That was very nice.
And then it didn't say if she was allowed to ever clean up or not, which is really disturbing. So, he's a sick guy into some sick things, but he was already in trouble for paying off another woman that he was sexually harassing in the 80s. It was like a referee or something, a female referee. And so, he was in trouble for that. He went away, came back, and right about that time, his daughter, Stephanie, who is still on TV and running some things, when he left, she came back, and then he came back, and she left. So I think there's something going on with their relationship as far as it's strained, and she's not, obviously, she wasn't happy about what came out about the female referee in the 80s. I can't imagine that it's getting any better now knowing what just happened a few years ago.
Did you see what he looks like now, Vince McMahon, with that?
He shaved that mustache off. So thank God. He looks like a, I don't know, his face got more square.
Well, I was going to say, he must have had a lot of work done. A lot of plastic surgery.
Absolutely. Yeah. He did not want to age.
He just looks cartoonish.
Yeah. He looked like the villain from Rocky and Bullwinkle when he had the mustache.
Yes.
Boris, was that
Boris.
His name? Boris. And Natasha?
Yes, Boris and Natasha. That's another Minnesota-based deal.
Frostbite
Falls.
Yeah.
And an International Falls.
Bullwinkle and Rocky.
Yes. What a great show.
I purposely said it in reverse so people would be like, well, I didn't know it's Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yes.
I want to watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Hey, Rookie. Watch me pull. Yeah. That was a great show.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a mess.
What is Triple H saying about it?
He hasn't said anything.
All right.
Which, I don't know if he's going to or not, but he, ever since he kind of took over the creative, it's gotten, the product has gotten so much better. So I'm hoping that there is no entanglement with him in all this. Because if when he leaves, I mean, it was horrible when McMahon was getting, he was definitely showing his uncreative age, because he was in charge of creative up until about 3 years ago. And it was just getting so boring in the same storylines over and over again.
What was your favorite period? WWE, WWF,
the Attitude. Yeah, the Attitude Era was it. I mean, I got hooked in the 80s when Hulkamania was running wild and all that stuff. But yeah, the Attitude Era was definitely.
Was there pooping in the Attitude Era?
If they could have gotten away with it, they probably would have had.
Yeah, because they really pushed it back then, didn't they?
Oh, it was very raunchy. It's actually quite surprising that what USA would air.
Yeah, and I was wondering what the parents, was there a backlash back then, or do you remember hearing anything?
Not that I remember, but during the Attitude Era, I was like 20, so I wasn't paying attention to that.
No.
I was just really enjoying what they were showing on TV.
You were enjoying it, yeah.
And then you had the Monday Night Wars with WCW, and you had the NWO and the Wolfpack and all that stuff, and that just made both companies better. You know, WCW was stealing everybody from the WWE, and then their creative got way out of whack and things started going goofy. And then Vince McMahon bought all of his competitors.
He did.
Yeah, so he ended up buying WCW and ECW, bringing Bischoff and Paul Heyman in. And Bischoff is no longer involved with WWE. He is not a fan of Vince McMahon. And then this latest scandal didn't make things any better. So Bischoff was on a podcast recently, within the last week, and he was talking about all the victims, not just the woman who was involved, but also like his grandson, who's a freshman in college. You know, obviously his friends are old enough to read the news and see the news and see what's going on. And he's got granddaughters too that are older. I mean, it's just, you just feel bad for the entire family.
Do you think Brock Lesnar will survive?
No.
No, he won't.
No. Not based on the allegations of what went on with him during the story. If it truly is him, yeah, he was. I mean, I'd be surprised if he stays married after this.
Or do you think they'll try to push it all on McMahon and he'll be the fall guy, scapegoat, whatever you want to call him?
No, I think there's going to be enough blame to go around where McMahon will get the worst of it. John Laurinaitis will get the second worst, and then Brock will end up not working.
Laurinaitis, unless you're a wrestling fan, but everyone knows Brock Lesnar.
Right.
Especially, obviously, Minnesota.
Yeah, the beast incarnate.
And then Vince McMahon.
Yeah, and Vince is obviously the biggest of all those names. His dad started the company, and as of the day that he resigned, was the first time in the history of WWE/WWF that no McMahon has anything to do with that company.
So the daughter's out?
Daughter's out. Shane is out, his son.
What did Shane do?
Well, they were both, during the Attitude Era, they were both wrestlers and in charge of creative. Shane started off as part of the tech crew that actually went set up the ring before shows. So that's how he got started. And then they started taking on executive roles, and then Shane left the company, and then he came back. And actually last, WrestleMania, he made a surprise, entrance, and he was supposed to do a segment with The Miz where he was gonna, you know, wrestle him and kind of beat him up a little bit. And he ended up tearing both of his quads or something. And just before the match even started.
Vince tore his quads, right?
No, Shane did this last year. Vince tore his quads like 10 years ago.
You tell me they both tore their quads. They both tore
quads. Yeah. Vince tore both of his quads. Yes,
so I thought.
Shane tore one quad.
Yeah, I was like, I thought.
Yeah, because that was a Royal Rumble match like 10 years ago when John Cena and Batista eliminated each other and they both landed at the same time. And I think it was supposed to be a John Cena win. And McMahon was so pissed he came marching in and jumped into the ring, and his legs hit the apron.
Because I was like, wait a minute.
Destroyed his quads.
I was like, are we talking about Vince? And then,
yeah, no, they both tore quads in the ring.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe it's just something in the genes where the McMahons have weak quads.
They do. They have weak quads.
I mean, isn't that the, that's like Spanish. McMahon is Spanish for weak quads.
Oh, it's not Irish.
No, it's definitely not Irish. And I'm 2% Irish.
You are.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you said you were going to go over your DNA.
Was that in this one?
I don't know. You said something about you had your DNA done.
I did. Let's talk about that on the next episode when I actually like can break it down a little bit more. I think our friends will be super surprised.
Yes. So. I'm excited because you have the Deathlock to read. And
I know. I think, yeah, next week we got Deathlock, the Demolisher review. And then we'll talk about my DNA.
Yes.
Now, on the last episode, I said that if the Amazing Friends wanted to pick the color that I would dye my beard, I would. And I haven't heard anything. I'm a little disappointed in our friends.
Well, we're going to outblast that out.
All right. At Mike Res Radio X.
And by the way, make sure you follow us on X at Amazing Pop Pod. Powerful tweets 24/7. You're going to love it. Also, make sure you like our Facebook page. Check out our YouTube channel. Follow us on Instagram. And wherever you listen to podcasts, please do me a favor. Do Mike or DJ Res a favor. Leave a review. Leave a rating. It helps with all that cool, magical computer algorithm stuff.
I just looked at the Apple Podcasts and... thank you to all of our friends that have left reviews, especially recently. There's a couple of them that are within the last year. So
good.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Every single one of them helps.
Yes. It helps get the word out because there's a lot of stuff going on. People are busy. You leave a review and then hopefully Apple bumps it up and shows more people. I'm Mike or DJ Res. You know, I'm obsessed with breakfast and biscuits and gravy. I cannot find a good biscuits and gravy.
Really?
Yes.
Have you tried Arkansas?
That's funny you said that. I'm saying Minnesota.
Okay.
Because I was in Missouri. I can say Missouri because I was there.
Okay.
It's like Nam.
Sure.
You can't say Nam unless you're there.
Right.
I can say Missouri because I was there.
Nice.
But down there was cool because they had like biscuits and gravy. They had a half order and a quarter order. I'm like, what is this? I got something like a half order, a quarter order. It's like half the size of the table. It's just insane.
It's the half order or the quarter?
I can't remember. It was just huge. Because I'm like, why is there quarter orders, half orders? But it was insane. It was sublime. But up here, I can't get a good biscuits and gravy.
It's all about the gravy.
Yes.
And the sausage. Actually, it's more about the sausage in the gravy than it is the gravy.
Yes. I tried that original joint.
Yep.
I tried this other place. I tried even just like IHOPs. None of them.
Nothing.
No.
That's depressing.
So if you guys are listening, you're in the great state of Minnesota, or I'll even drive off the 5-state area. Let me know where there's a good biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, I have a feeling that I bet Iowa's got a couple of sneaky locations.
I'll do it.
So that would be, that'd be an interesting trip. A road trip to Iowa for biscuits and gravy. Let's
do it. I love biscuits and gravy.
Be worth it. One of the best biscuits and gravy that I've ever had. And I wasn't joking. Arkansas was.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah. Those southern states are really good at that.
One time I did a road trip from Texas, Texarkana, Missouri.
Why did you start up here for Texas?
Yeah.
Texas is done.
I'm using my hand.
Pantomime.
Again. Yes. Eventually, we'll get a video on this thing. Awesome. No. What's your go-to breakfast?
I just recently had Eggs Benedict at a local joint.
Did you enjoy it?
I did. Wasn't the best Eggs Benedict that I've ever had, but it was good. I mean, it was passable. You know, I'm going to eat it again. So, but much like I think the sausage in a biscuit gravy is the best part, the ham. Is what makes
the ham is the best part.
Is what makes the
not the hollandaise sauce.
Not for me.
No,
it's the ham. Because you can get really crappy ham, and it just ruins it for me. Like, I need like a good honey bake ham. Don't give me Canadian bacon.
No, back bacon, no.
Yeah, I want a good honey baked ham slice on my English muffin.
Yes.
Covered in egg and yes, smothered in hollandaise sauce.
It's powerful.
Yes. I would dip fries in hollandaise sauce if I could.
Yes.
But sure. I think I can. It's America, goddammit.
Yeah, but where do you get it? I mean, it's not like something you can pick up.
Hollandaise sauce?
Yes.
Yeah, that's something like I had a friend who was a roommate of mine. When we lived together, he would always get the packet, like the powder hollandaise sauce. And he would basically like put it on everything, but it wasn't as good as like the homemade hollandaise sauce. You need like homemade hollandaise sauce. Don't give me the powdered stuff.
I don't even know what's in it. What's in it?
Hollands.
And days. Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. And you mix it up.
Yes.
Add some water.
Yes.
Ta-da. God,
that's good.
I don't know. Let's find out. I want to know what's in hollandaise sauce.
I'm seeing egg yolk. There's a yolk in
there. There's definitely egg in there.
There's a yolk in there.
Because of the color.
Yes. And there's cream. I'm saying there's dairy, egg yolk, and mustard. What is it?
Butter, egg yolks, lemon juice, and pepper.
Hmm.
Usually served on fish, eggs, or vegetables.
Interesting.
Yes. There's a picture of it on asparagus, which I've seen pictures of before. So I guess you can dip your asparagus
Let's
fries.
Do it.
I would say make some asparagus fries in your air fryer so they're healthier, and then dump a whole bunch of hollandaise sauce on top. That's what I say.
I say do it.
All right.
Micro DJ Rez, VR, virtual reality.
Scary.
Spatial computing. What are your thoughts on the new Apple Vision Pro?
Well, first off, it's coming out February 2nd, so depending on when our friends listen to this, it's either coming out today or it's already out. So there's that.
What is your experience with VR?
Video games. That's about it. I mean, I've never worn the goggles.
You never have?
No. So I don't know what that experience is like, but I've seen people wear the goggles. And I've been to like those new VR video game places. I've walked through those and I've seen people with them on, and it's funny to watch.
At the Mall of America, I don't even know what year. Do you remember the arcade they used to have up on the fourth floor?
Yes.
The original one. What was there?
America's original sports bar.
There was a sports bar that was like that had a boxing ring as the dance floor.
Yeah, that's America's original. And yep. And then down the hall they had
Gators, and they had a comedy club.
Yeah. So America's original had the 80s bar and the piano bar in it too.
Yes.
And then they had the comedy
Correct,
club.
The 80s bar.
Yep. I love that 80s bar. And then there was the one down the hallway that, from the East Coast. It was a franchise from the East Coast. I can't remember the name of it.
No.
But yeah, it was a great big video arcade.
Yes, we are an international podcast, but we are from Minnesota, so we
Correct.
Reminisce. But anyway, whatever the name of that arcade was, they had an actual, whatever they called it back then, they had a VR thing. You'd put this big giant helmet on.
I do remember that, yeah. It's like a yellow.
And you'd stand in a little platform so you didn't go flying. And I remember you played like chess, if I remember. And I remember looking down at my hand, and you could see your digital hand. That was freaky. Yeah. I mean, way back then.
Yeah, that was, and then augmented reality hadn't even come out yet. So that was like high technology too.
Yes.
You're like, it's not going to get any better than this.
I tried the Oculus Rift.
Yeah. How was that?
So we'll get into it. Tell us a little bit about that, and I'll tell you, you know, my thoughts on this whole jazz.
All right. You want me to talk about the Vision Pro?
Yeah. Just off the top of your head. You know, I mean, we don't know, need specifics, but you watched,
right.
We watched a
good YouTube video. The guy really knew his stuff. So the video that we watched, he talked about just kind of like the Vision Pro itself. So he did an unboxing video, which wasn't part of this, but he talked about how this Vision Pro kind of works, that it's goggles. It looks like a VR headset, or augmented reality too. They all look the same.
It looks like some Daft Punk would work.
Right. But this is spatial computing. That's what it is. So that means there's computers, there's sensors, there's cameras, there's LiDAR.
There's like 12 cameras, isn't
it? Yeah.
LiDAR. And
it uses all of that to show you your surroundings. But and this is what kind of trips me out. So you're looking in your goggles and you see your living room, but it's not really your living room. It's what the computer in these goggles are seeing. And it's like milliseconds slower than reality, but your brain can't determine that difference. So it's like you're not really looking at your hands. You're looking at its interpretation of your hands.
Well, that's funny you said that, because if whatever we're looking at in real life is my air quotes.
Yep.
You can see them on the video. That's your body processing, you know, and your retina takes the light in and your body processes that image and comes up with some reality.
Right.
So, which is weird, is because a lot of times I think two people will see the same thing and perceive it totally different.
Right.
Just the way they process it and then the way their brain figures it out and go. So you're right. So you're even having another layer. You have so-called reality. The human eye picks it up.
Yep.
You know how certain animals can see different spectrums, like certain animals can see on the UV.
Yep.
So right away, your body's trying to figure out what it's seeing. It's trying to make sense of it. It's kind of like when you're a kid, and you looked up at clouds and you saw a face.
Yeah.
It's because your mind is trying to figure out, process what that is. Like, what is that thing? Oh, I see a face.
Right. See Jesus in a potato chip.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's
so now you're having your body, your eyes are, brain is processing something. And now, like you said, now this is processing what you saw before.
Right. Yeah. So it's kind of a weird thought. I mean, and it's cool and it looks like you're looking at the real life stuff. So, I mean, your brain can't tell the difference, but in reality, you're not looking at. So if I had them on and I was looking at you, it would show me you. But it's the Vision Pro's interpretation of you. So that you got to kind of wrap your mind around that and still kind of forget about it, and just kind of tell your mind that what I'm seeing is what I'm seeing. But it also has sensors in the goggles that are looking at your eyes, because with the spatial computing part of it, you're not using your hands to point and click buttons. You're using your eyes to focus on, let's say you're looking, and the screen kind of looks like your phone, you know, with the apps. So you can swipe between screens like you would on an iPad or your phone. So let's say you want to watch Netflix. You look at the Netflix icon, and then you pinch with your fingers.
Yes.
Because it can detect finger pinching too.
Yes.
And it'll open up Netflix. It'll look, I mean, it knows where your eyes are pointing at that screen, which is also amazing and scary at the same time. That's weird, wicked technology. And he was going over in this video how you've got to set up it, like when you get a new iPhone and you're setting up the facial recognition, you know, kind of like how you turn your head around in circles. Well, this has extra steps of, you know, it's making you your eyes look in different directions, and it's getting the sense of your eyes and your face, and then your fingers and your finger pinching and where your hands are. And as long as it can see it within its peripheral, it'll pick up your finger pinching. You can put yourself in a virtual reality environment with it. You can do augmented reality with it. And then you've got the spatial computing. It does all three, but apparently Apple doesn't want people to call it VR or AR. They just want to call it spatial computing.
Why do you think that is?
Because they want to set themselves
apart
from everybody. Like the Meta Quest, their version of their, that's more of an augmented reality. The augmented reality, basically what you're doing is you can picture. So here's a good example. On Amazon, you can put what you're going to buy. Like if you're going to buy a table lamp, it'll let you put that table lamp in your room if you use your phone. You just point it at like the table you want to put it on, and it'll put that lamp there. That's augmented reality. With the spatial computing, if you can pick up that lamp with your hands while you're wearing these goggles and put it behind your couch. You can't do that with augmented reality. If you point your camera at your couch, it's going to put it on your couch.
Yes.
So the spatial computing actually takes all of that into account. It'll say, oh, there's a couch. If you put it behind it, you're not going to see it.
It's augmented plus.
Yeah, it's really, really, really kind of different. And then with virtual reality, that's when you're like immersed in the environment you're looking at, which you can do. I guess they have some built-in pictures for the VR side of things with this.
They have some presets, like the moon.
And then it looks like you're at the moon. And you can do that too with the, like if you're watching a video, like on Netflix or something, you can either have like the screen smaller in front of you, or you can widen it out so it looks like you're in a movie theater and it's surrounding you. So, but I guess for your panoramic pictures, it's supposed to look really awesome. So if you take a panoramic picture with your phone and then upload it to this vision, you can see it as if you were standing right there.
Have we heard anything about motion sickness? Because I know when I've used those VR headsets, you can't keep them on very long.
Yeah, that's what they said. There's a couple of downsides. One of them is motion sickness. That is something that can happen. Then there's also the battery life right now is not very good. You only get 2 to 4 hours on some of these, depending on how long you're using it, what you're doing with them.
And it's an external battery. It's not built into the headset, so you have to have this big brick with you.
Yeah, in your pocket.
Yeah.
And they said you can continuously charge it, but then now you got two cables. You got one plugged into the wall and one hanging from your head. So with Apple's product, it'll go to sleep when you're not wearing it. But to turn it off, you have to detach the battery cable completely altogether. So there's no on and off switch.
What do you think of the downsides? Like, do you ever wear earbuds?
Yeah.
So sometimes, even with earbuds, you're a little not in reality. You know what I mean? You're a little bit...
You're disconnected.
You're a little disconnected. Exactly.
Yeah. I have AirPods, and I wear those when I'm sanding the cribbage boards and stuff, when I'm in the shed and I'm just by myself. But yeah, after a while, you get to the point where it's a little claustrophobic.
It is.
Especially... You know, I've got the face mask and the earmuffs on for hearing protection and stuff. But even when I'm just wearing the AirPods for a long time, I have to take them out for a little while because it just, there's something about it. And this, and I don't know about these VR headsets and AR headsets, because you know there's going to be people who are never going to take them off. And that one, that's going to look weird and dumb. But they're going to be so used to it that they'll never take them off until they go to bed.
And then you wonder if it'll change the brain chemistry. Like in people that are mentally ill, if it induce psychosis or it's crazy.
I bet it will.
Did you hear the case of that woman that stabbed her boyfriend hundreds of times because she smoked weed and had a psychosis?
Oh, yeah, she had that, the marijuana psychosis or whatever it is. Yeah, I did hear about that.
So I wonder if these VRs, I know it's like the old thing of playing video games, violent video games will make you violent.
Right. Well, I think this is a little different because it's actually using your environment around you. It's not like, you plug in a video game and it's some avatar.
Well, speak about that. Speak about the avatar. What did you think of the avatar?
Now, that was creepy.
Yeah. So
that was scary.
What this does, it builds a 3D model of your face.
Pretty accurate.
Yes. The only thing they said they had difficulty with is the hair.
Yeah.
To get the hair. But it's
for something that's just supposed to be around your eyes, for it to pick up your facial structure that accurately, it's a little scary.
And then you get into the deep fake.
Right. Exactly. And AI is already far more advanced than anyone thought it would be at this point. or something that allegedly, and I use my air quotes,
yes,
that just came out last year.
Yes.
It advanced pretty quickly, which means that they were just waiting. These companies had had it for a long time, and they were just waiting for people to, they were like, okay, it's out. Just unleash what we got as fast as we can. And there's some people who can't tell the difference. I'm always, from, you know what I do now? When I see pictures and I question whether or not it's real or not, I count fingers.
But that's just a matter of time before they can fix it.
Oh, they'll absolutely, fix it. Yeah. I mean, there was a picture, a political picture that was going around this morning. And nobody picked up right away. It was out for like 5 hours before people picked up that there was a third arm on somebody. And it was just like, my God. You know, and it was a pretty realistic picture. But for people who mess with AI, they know some things to look for, like the fingers. Count the fingers. You look at the faces in the background, because AI can't
do
background facials.
For now.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, there's just some things that you just have to look out for.
Now, did you hear about, speaking of AI, did you hear about the George Carlin album they put out?
Yeah, his family's pissed.
Did you hear any of it?
I haven't heard any of it. I heard it sounds like him.
So apparently this podcast, the Dudesy podcast, they apparently wrote the jokes and then they used AI to do the voice.
Okay.
But it's funny.
Sure.
And actually, those dudes should get credit for writing the jokes, because it's exactly what George Carlin would say. You should hear it.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. I from what I heard, it's spot on.
But it's funny. Yeah. It's like a younger, I don't know when you listen to George Carlin, but most people remember when he was getting older.
Right.
So you have a deeper, gravelly voice. So it's kind of like a younger George Carlin.
Right.
But
yeah, that was the George Carlin that I grew up with. The older, well, the 80s.
He got crabby too as he got older.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
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 I always say that when comedians get older, they get old and crabby.
That's true.
Are you going to get crabby?
I thought I was crabby. I got the old part down.
So you never know, like with the watch, you know, the iPhone comes out, the iPad. What do you think this is? Do you think it's like a transitional thing? Or do you think it's going to be a real product and it's always going to be around? Or what are your thoughts on the future of the Vision Pro?
Well, that's what kind of sucks about Apple. It seems like every product they come out with, you're just like, nobody's going to do that. And then a lot of people do it.
Like the iPad was one. It's like, well, you already have your phone. Why do you need an iPad?
Right. And
that one worked.
I have an iPad.
Yep. How about a watch? Do you have the watch?
I don't. That is probably I will never have a watch. I know a lot of people that have the watch. It just seems like I have trouble seeing any. It's like, how are you supposed to read your texts, your emails?
Exactly.
My mom's got one. And so when I call her, she can't find her phone. She answers on her watch. And then she makes me wait till she finds her phone. So, I mean,
my problem is I'm afraid if you get it and then you'll just be hooked.
That's the issue. Yeah. People I know with the watch can't put it down, and they're constantly looking at their wrist. Well, I'll be in the middle of a meeting and four managers are constantly staring at their wrist. It's because they've got these smartwatches. It's not just the Apple Watch. I mean, there's Samsung's got one.
Correct.
I think, does Chrome have one? Like, is there like a Chrome watch? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just like these smartwatches. So like I said before, people are going to be walking around with these goggles on all the time. Once the battery life gets higher and the prices come down, you're going to start seeing a lot more of these goggles. And that was the other thing. These goggles will show your eyes, but it's not your eyes. It's another video camera representation of your eyes. So you're not even seeing the person that's wearing them, their actual eye. You're seeing what it's interpreting. It's what their eyes
are. Well, it reminds me of the mask. You know, when everyone was masked up?
Yep.
That was weird too. I didn't like, you couldn't really tell what's going on with someone. Even if you can see their eyes, you know, they always say eyes are the window to the soul, but I prefer seeing the whole face. Yeah. And then now when you see people that go back to masks, I'm like, it's really hard to interact with them.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. They're, I don't like what this is going to do to the future of human interaction, you know, in air quotes again. It's just, it's going to be, I just think people are going to be relying on these things far too much.
Well, the weird thing is, I mean, like this, you have AI is going to take away all these jobs, and then you're going to have all these people on universal income, and they're going to have nothing but time on their hands.
Right.
And then they're going to have the Vision Pros and the newer versions of it, and it's going to be weird, man.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the stories I was watching or reading, they were talking about like the spatial computing and how like everyone's like, oh my God, you know, this is really cool. They said, go back to when the first iPhone got launched and when Steve Jobs was talking about touch screens and he was pinch zooming in and out.
Yes.
They said, if you watch that video, they like when he starts doing that, people are like, oh my God, that's great technology.
Yes.
and you know, that they said that's going to be the same thing with the spatial computing, you know, in about 15 years, that's going to be like, well, yeah, we've always had it.
Do you remember the Kinect on an Xbox?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yep.
And then there's the Wii.
Yep. The Wii was something special.
But it's like gamers, like you, if you get it down to pinching, they have pinching. Because people are lazy and fat and want to sit in their chair and they don't want to do a lot of movements. You know, that Kinect, yeah. You had to get up and move around. And
yeah, the Wii, you had to swing at this right time. Yeah, that's the other thing they said. I think it's the first goggle without any hand controllers, right?
You're right. That's the other thing. You know, you have the hand controllers, you have the big giant headset on your head.
Yeah. And the people that I see wear these the most are gamers on TikTok, you know, and they're just using it to game. But this is built for like a professional business person to wear all the time, you know.
And they're going to create, you know, they just have limited apps, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Not every app is going to do. There's some apps that are going to, that aren't doing it.
No, apparently they're going to, why? It's because it's all about money.
Yeah.
They're not going to dump in all this R&D into something if it's not going to take off, so they'll sit back and
not
wait.
Yet
no yep.
eventually you'll have a lot of apps that are compatible.
Wonder what Elon Musk thinks.
Oh, he'll come up with a different one.
Really?
Oh yeah, it'll be like Starlink vision
Starlink.
Or his implant. You won't even need a goggle.
So what do you think of Neuralink. Technology is this going to be just is everything going to go in warp speed? Or do you think we're going to slow down a little bit and then something else?
If there's money involved, then nothing will slow down. Look at AI.
It's just going to
look how
keep
fast
going.
That is like started from, hey, we got this cool little AI thing. And now it's, I mean, you can't even tell if things are real anymore. What I'm kind of interested to see, because you know this will happen. The porn industry is going to get a hold of this technology, they're going to come up with some fake robot partner, and you're going to end up dating a robot. But when
and
you look at them,
that's a
they're going to be real.
That's already dehumanized people so bad.
Yeah,
with this, it's going to be horrible.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's like I said,
like
it's,
relationships. It's, there's not even without getting into the whole whatever. But
yeah, this isn't going to be a good thing.
No,
and like if the technology is there and it takes off and it makes money. We're not slowing down.
No.
That's the problem.
And then even if they pass laws in this country, there's other countries. So
they're already behind. Yeah. There's no law. Elon Musk said 10 years ago that they needed to start regulating AI before it got where it's at now. Because he had seen and had gotten, you know, he could see what the AI technology was and kind of where it was going. Back 10 years ago, and he was begging Congress to start regulating it before it even was out to the public. Nothing happened. It's too late.
It's out.
It's out. Just like Apple. Apple is out. And I hate to be like, government needs to regulate.
Yes. Because
sometimes government, there's just too much of it, and they should just stay away. But I think in this case, when it comes to technology moving as fast as it is, you can't keep up and it's going to get out of control.
I'm trying to look at the positives. I think this is going to be really cool for people like paraplegics and people that can't get out, can't do things.
Sure.
I mean, the ability, I mean, eventually blind people are going to be able to see, and they'll do like the Neuralink. They had the first person.
Right. Yeah, that'll be cool. Like if it can help people,
yes,
I'm fine with it.
Yes. But I'm just looking at the positives.
Yeah. I don't know. I just see like I said, I see 30 somethings wearing this out on the street and then getting slammed by a light rail train or something because it didn't pick it up in the peripheral or something. You know what I mean? Like then they'll be like, oh, well, we should come up with that technology where it can see the train to your left.
Right away, I thought Pokemon. Oh. Can you imagine the new Pokemon?
Oh, that'll be awesome. Is that Pokemon Go?
Yes.
Oh, it's bad enough if people are looking at their phones catching these. Can you imagine, like, they're walking around and they're seeing them standing next to you? Oh, that's gonna be awesome.
That's so great. Let me ask you this. Is it available, like, if you go to the Apple Store, can you?
Yes. When this episode comes out, yes.
So you'll be able to go there and they'll give you a demo?
Yep.
Wow. $3,500.
And if you work for my company, you get employee pricing.
Well, look at you.
Just 10% off.
Really?
Yeah.
Employer pricing.
You're still paying over $3,000.
Yes.
And yeah, I'm going to, hopefully this will be like the Apple Watch and I'll never have it. But who knows? I can see businesses making their employees use them at work.
What they got to do is get away from the headset. It's like 3D. Remember when we went through that 3D phase and TVs, and you still had to put the glasses on.
Yeah.
And they could never sell it.
I think we should go back to that instead.
Yes.
Wear blue and yellow lens glasses.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The old red. Was it red and green, I think? Red and green. Interesting. Red and green. Yes. The red-green show. But on Star Trek, you know, like the holodeck?
Yeah.
To me, that's what they got to do.
Sure.
You got to, if they can do it without the goggles and,
yeah,
then we'll see.
We just like skipped over holograms. I feel like we didn't give holograms a chance. That kind of pisses me off.
Yes.
Holograms would have been cool. Yeah, now we're not going to get them.
Would they have like the Tupac and they had the...
Yeah, the Tupac hologram.
Yes.
They didn't even give that technology a chance. They were just like, hologram. Oh, look at that. We got a new shiny ball over here. It's called AI.
Well, they had the cool R2-D2, you know?
Yeah.
Help me, Obi-Wan.
Did you see? I found a picture and I posted it on my Twitter at Mike Rez Radio or on X. Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader took a paternity test on Maury. Obi-Wan's got some explaining to do.
Wow.
Yeah. Check it out. It's a real picture.
Yes.
It's there.
Check us out on Twitter, X. I'll always keep going on Twitter.
I know.
I can't help it. Check us on an X at Amazing Pop Pod. Check out award-winning broadcaster Mike Rez at Mike Rez Radio. Mike Rez, did you enjoy yourself tonight?
I did. Thank you. Thank you for the Coors Light, too.
Yes. I got a beverage. I got I did the old school.
You got the Atari going?
I got everything, yeah.
Or is this ColecoVision?
This is everything. This is kind of just...
I know.
It went through all the games. I don't know if you were paying attention, but...
I did, yeah.
I started with Joust.
See, Joust, there was some Caterpillar.
Yes.
Super Mario Brothers. This is Gapless.
Yes.
52 Gapless.
What year?
It's 84.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, the best year ever.
Come on. Maybe if they could have a headset spatial computing, I was going to say VR, but no, it's spatial computing. And it brings me back to 1984. Then I'd go.
I want, you know what? I'll wear it if everybody I'm looking at is in a windbreaker suit.
Yes. Members only jacket. Yeah.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
Yes.
And then a fake breakdancing battle breaks out next
year. Yes.
Cardboard.
Bring your own cardboard. Yeah. What year, if you had the spatial, computing. I want to say VR, just VR, whatever. If you had the Apple Vision Pro, that's the correct term, right?
Yep.
What year would you want? Replicated, simulated. What year did you peak? What was your?
94.
Full head of hair?
Full head of hair.
Yes.
So, well, you know what? I take it back. 95, my junior year in high school. It's probably my favorite.
That's
year.
When you peaked. Okay.
Yeah. Is I had a full head of hair and I stopped caring how groomed it looked. And I just kind of there.
It was very tousled. Yeah.
Yeah. I wore the t-shirt over the t-shirt.
Did you wear the Genera Hypercolor? Did you have any of those?
I never had Hypercolor.
Okay.
I had some Jerboa jeans, them, right? Though.
You remember Hypercolor?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, heat sensitive.
Yeah, you put your hand on it, take it away, you did. Your hand is yes. still there.
Yeah.
I pinch rolled.
All right.
I sucked at pinning. Pinch rolled.
Okay.
So I did that. I got the Jerboa jeans. I also had the button fly.
You did? Yep. 501s?
Absolutely.
Bugle boy?
Nope, didn't do Bugle Boy.
No.
Dated some girls that wore Guess.
Guess for guys didn't work.
No.
They're cut for women.
Yep. And then you had the chick jeans.
Yes.
Because nobody called them chic.
No. Chick.
Chick. And then anything from Gap, because the Gap was big back then. So we didn't have American Eagle was also big. If you got your clothes from the Gap and American Eagle and the Levi's store, you were...
That was a little too preppy for me. I needed a little more edge.
Oh, yeah.
How about the county seat? Do you remember that?
I do remember the county seat. Is that your jam?
That was my jam.
Yeah. In between rock shows.
Remember the Levi shirts with the pearl buttons on them?
Yeah. Did you wear those?
I may or may not have. I did go through a bolo tie phase. Do you remember those?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had. My first jean jacket had a printed boombox on the back that said rock and roll. Yeah.
You still have it?
No.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
You did?
That would be awesome.
Epic.
Yep.
You have a jean jacket though. What is that?
I do have a jean jacket. I bought it at a vintage store.
So it's actually an old one?
It's an actual old one. Yeah. I think it was made in the 80s.
Really?
Yeah. See, the 80s or early 90s.
Wow.
But I bought it at a vintage store. Here in near the barn, a friend of mine runs. So
cool.
Yeah, she's got a lot of cool stuff there.
So check it out. Still running?
Oh yeah, she's been around for like 25 years.
Let's do a video, man. Let's go down there.
Oh, she would enjoy that.
Yeah,
Megan, if you're listening, which yes. I know you are.
Yes,
we're coming.
Yes. All right, let's wrap up this powerful episode. Hiker DJ Rez had a good time. I had a good time. I hope you guys listening had a good time. As always, just do us a favor. Please tell a friend about our podcast. And until next time, you've just enjoyed the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast. The Amazing Pop Culture Podcast is available everywhere fine podcasts are found. Please leave a rating and review where you listen to podcasts. Like and follow the Amazing Pop Culture Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And shop our Amazing Pop Culture merch. This has been an Amazing Pop Culture Podcast production.